Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
All right. Except that my crown came up, my temporary crown came off, and I have to run to the dentist and get it glued back in.
Oh, no. I hate teeth trouble.
It's a molar, and right now it's being secured by Polygrip.
Oh, you poor thing.
Anyway.
We're talking about food. You probably won't be able to eat for a little bit.
Exactly. Nothing that will pull it off. So let's talk about the things that should be in your refrigerator to have things healthy. I have 8-year-old triplets, and one of them is extremely picky, and I don't know how I could. It's tough to keep the good food in him. But talk about that.
Well, one thing, you know, we've all heard about eating a balanced diet, 2,000 calories a day. I mean, these are things that we hear over and over again. But sometimes healthy eating can be as simple as making the right choices and stocking your fridge with better or more wholesome foods. So I know when you have kids and they're picky, that can be a challenge. But the four areas that I would focus on when I'm doing the fridge makeover, I always look at the dairy, the meat, fruit, and vegetables. So with your dairy, and especially with children, and once they get to a certain age, you want to make sure that you choose the reduced fat products. A lot of times people don't realize that there's not a huge difference in terms of fat between the 2% milk and the whole milk, so you always want to opt for the skim. And many moms tell me that, you know, the skim milk doesn't taste the same, but there's actually the thicker, enriched texture milk that you can try with your children. Another area where people often need to do the swap is in the cheese drawer. And I love cheese. It's a great source of calcium, but unfortunately, it's high in fat. Part skim mozzarella, definitely the way to go. Melts evenly on everything. Kids love pizza. You can make them a pizza with a whole grain pita. Very easy. Sprinkle your cheese on there. Same thing with sour cream. Cream cheese, you always want to look for the reduced fat or the low fat versions of those products. And in the meat arena, you want to look for things that are low in saturated fat, like turkey, chicken, fish. Your kids love hot dogs, I understand that, but you can always opt for the turkey dogs. And then fruit and vegetables, where you really want to bulk up and make sure that you have plenty of healthy fruits and vegetables so you always have something to cook with, things that are versatile. I always have spinach, broccoli, carrots, and sweet potatoes. I call those my power veggies because they're very nutritious. And, you know, most kids love sweet potatoes, something you can pop in the microwave, mash up. And then when it comes to the fruit area, I love to have cut up fresh fruit at hand. It's a perfect snack, but if I don't have time to cut it up, I like to have fruit juices. It's a great snack in the middle of the afternoon if you're craving something sweet, but you want something with vitamins. Simply Orange is a product that I love. Their apple juice is just phenomenal. It's the best tasting apple juice I've ever had. It's a great thing to give to your kids. You can make popsicles with it. The summer's coming. Those are all great options for getting your fridge in shape.
Oh, yeah, to make popsicles, you just put them in the ice cube tray or something, right?
Exactly. And one thing I like to do is I like to mix and match. So I might put some juice in there, but I'll also put some fresh fruit, some fresh mint, whatever flavorings, you know, that your children might like or that you might like. And frozen treats are, you know, definitely a temptation in the summer. You know, the ice, you hear the ice cream truck. It's easy to whip up some healthy, non-fat pops by using juices.
Well, juices are high in calorie also, aren't they?
They are, but the thing to remember is that it's a quality calorie. And what I mean by that is you're getting something for your calorie. You're getting nutrients that you wouldn't get from things like candy bars that are basically empty calories and fat. So that's what you have to keep in mind.
Let's see what else we could talk about. What kinds of... I got to tell you that my picky one will not even, the only vegetable he'll eat is corn. What do you do for a kid who just refuses to eat anything that's green or orange?
That's a good question. I know a lot of kids love corn, high in fiber, but you definitely want to get some of those power veggies in. And I do a lot of things with smoothies. I was telling a parent the other day that I mix spinach and blueberry together, and I make popsicles out of them. And the blueberries, since they're darker, they actually mask the color of the spinach, and I'll put a little bit of blueberry jam in it. So, I mean, there's lots of ways to incorporate vegetables in your cooking and in your baking. But juices are another way to get nutrients in. Vitamin C, I know a lot of parents are concerned that their kids, you know, to make sure that they're getting enough vitamin C in their diet. And, you know, instead of treating them to you know, taking them out for an ice cream. Again, make those popsicles. That's a great way. I also cook with Simply Orange juice. Sometimes I'll cook my rice in it if I want something sweet. Kids are usually crazy for carbs. So that's a great way, is to match something healthy with a carb that they like on a regular basis.
Good deal. And when we go out for ice cream, it's frozen yogurt.
Frozen yogurt's great, but you still want to, you know, look at the stats, if the stats are available. A lot of the fast food companies, you can check online to see exactly what's in it. If you can make it at home, even better, because then you know exactly what your child is getting in terms of fat, calories, and sugar.
Good deal. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sharon. It was a pleasure.
Have a great day.
You too.